T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back. What are you doing in there, Jack? You all right?
I hit the wrong thing, and I was going to play it, and then I was like halfway through, and
I know.
Then the bed was coming back.
I know.
Listen, just flustered.
We'll play it, I know, and then you didn't put me on, so I'm talking, and I know I'm not on the air because I can't hear myself.
Yeah.
We are back, Marks and Reese. Get back to your phone calls. But we all know Mary Kate in Havertown from Delco became—
the new mayor of the city.
Yeah, she became a national hero. And Jonathan Gannon was asked, I'm assuming the question's in there. Here it is.
I did see the woman's reaction. My wife, I walked in the door and she says, man, I love Philadelphia. But so I said, so do I.
H-E-L-L space Y-E-A.
Yeah. See, Mary-Kate didn't realize the impact that she was having on the area. Probably does. Probably just figured it out now.
Yes. Well, I mean, she's gotten the attention the last 2 days. She knows now.
She definitely knows now. There you go. All right. Let's get to the people. 215-592-9494. We'll start with Ron in Reading, who's been waiting patiently for us. Hi, Ron.
Patiently, I'm telling you, man, to talk to the idiots. I mean, to the great guys. Anyway, the thing is, anyway, everything changes in the NFL. It's not for long. Repetition. That's what's going to make our quarterback the best there is. And he is not afraid to change. He wants to play the game. You don't have to script. We went through the times when we had a script for our quarterback. You know, that was crazy. And now he's out there. He's winging it. He really is doing the job. He's not afraid. And we'll fill in the blanks. The whole team is responding to this right now. You can see it. They're playing ball.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's one thing I can assure you of, Ron. He's not winging it. They come into the game with scripted plays.
Well.
So, hold on. So, what do you think's happening? He's just going out there like in the backyard,
Ron?
Doing
it on his own? Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. He's still out there on his own. I mean, he seems to be doing what he has to do, though. There's no mistakes. There's no balls thrown into the ground.
That's a shot at five.
Yeah. Dynamite stuff, Ron.
Yeah, we're still getting appreciate shots at five. What did he do?
You would think that after 11 weeks of hearing his great insights on Mondays, that people were starting to come around.
Throwing the ball into the ground. Come on, man.
What are you going to say next, worm burner?
Yes. I mean, you know that was coming.
When's
next?
Throwing up in the Super Bowl going to be brought up?
Oh. It's probably if I didn't
say goodbye to Ron. And Hurts hasn't thrown up in a big moment yet.
Right.
That's true. That is true, Jack. It's a good point.
That will get brought up at some point, yes.
Let's go to Wanda.
Oh, Miss Wanda.
Miss Wanda from the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. Wanda, how are you, dear?
Well, I told Jack I thanked him for letting me in, but I'm a little sad because I thought I would do better than I'm doing. Hmm. You know. But are y'all there?
Yeah, we're here.
We're listening
to you. You're good.
Oh, I wanted to ask a question.
Yeah.
When you say, is Jalen Hurts the next franchise quarterback of the Eagles? Is that the same thing? Do you mean the same thing if you just left the franchise word out? Is that the same thing? When you say franchise, what do you mean?
It means you think he's going to be here past next year.
So let me give you a quick example. The last franchise quarterback we had was Donovan McNabb. We had him for over a decade. We never thought about who's going to be the quarterback. We didn't worry about it. He was our quarterback every year for a decade plus. So that would be the last true franchise quarterback that we've had.
Yeah.
Was was going to be it, and that didn't work out. So my answer to the question is, well, I want him to be the quarterback next year. Mm-hmm. Now, whether or not he's going to be a franchise quarterback remains to be seen, but I think he should be our quarterback next year. We got 3 first-round draft picks. It could be a lot worse.
That's true.
And yeah, it could be a lot worse. I agree with that guy that called up. I forget his name. You know what? This is the greatest sports talk show on the radio.
Holla at your boys.
I listen to you guys every day, every single day, and I laugh, and I get a lot of information. Am I allowed to ask you a question about another host?
Of course.
Okay, here's my question. Is John Ritchie an Eagle fan?
Yes.
He is?
Yes. I believe so.
I think here's what it is, Wanda. I think John Ritchie.
I had to say that 3 times.
Ultimately,
he is, right?
Yes. Ultimately wants the Eagles to win, but I just think that he has a discerning eye when it comes with the Eagles, to where he questions the answers and answers the questions. Yes. You know what I mean?
He doesn't see everything through green goggles like I do.
Right.
And like I do.
Right.
I see everything green. So, did you see the picture? The picture of me and you, I sent it to Jack.
No, he didn't even show it to me.
Oh, you got to see the picture.
Do you look good in it? That's all that really matters.
I look good, but you look even better because you are laughing your ass. You're laughing because I told you I wanted to conceive, and you were trying to give me a pep talk.
Yeah.
Right, and you were hysterical laughing.
She wanted to bail out of it.
Yeah,
she wanted to bail out of the damn fantasy league.
Yeah, he was telling me to keep going.
Oh, yes, man, you were quitting?
Yes.
Well, conceding. Yeah. They quit.
Well, okay.
See, here's what you can do. If you feel like that the playoff hopes are out, what you can do is play spoiler. Like, Chuck from Mount Airy doesn't have a win. He's facing me this week. I'm tied for first.
Yeah.
He can get me.
One of my best players to somebody who. In first and second place.
No, 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 no,
no, please don't do that.
No, you go out there, you go out there, and that happened in the WIP league. You go out there and you take down one of the top teams and you say, see that?
Yeah.
That's a good picture of you and I, Miss Wanda. It's a good picture of you and I. It's a good picture of us. Yes, I got it right now.
Yeah, it is. It's a good picture. One of my friends asked me, what was I saying? I told him I was telling you that I was going to kick y'all's ass. And you just. So I want to keep Jalen. I do. And go Eagles. And have a nice Thanksgiving.
You too. You too, Wanda. Thank you, hon.
And maybe I'll rebound. Who knows?
There you go. That's
all right.
The spirit. That's the spirit.
You got it.
Yeah, that's the spirit. All right.
All right, Wanda.
All right, Ms. Wanda.
There you go. All right. We have some breaking news here.
Breaking news.
Breaking news on WIP, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
Oh, boy.
Penn State.
I knew it.
And James Franklin.
Knew it.
Because he's done so mediocre, is coming back to the Happy Valley with a new 10-year contract.
I guess I didn't know it.
That's a good day for Sparty.
Holy cow. A new 10-year deal?
Yep.
Wow.
Who doesn't want James Franklin around for another 10 years?
Well, we all do. I was just wondering if Penn State wants him around. The Penn State faithful want him around for the next 10 years.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. I don't mind him being there.
A good recruiter.
Yeah.
Right? Like, maybe there's been some talk like, hey, maybe we get an analytics guy in the booth so you know what the hell's going on during a game rather than making stupid decisions. Like,
yeah,
you do.
And if you're Penn State and you don't have the next guy lined up, like, who's the next guy? So you don't have somebody, some hot coaching candidate that's going to come in there unless you were getting Matt Rhule to leave Carolina.
No.
And I don't see that happening. Like, who are you bringing in that's going to be able to keep that recruiting pipeline going that James Franklin has right now? That's hard to do. That's probably about 55% of college football.
You
got to acquire the talent.
He's got to get better quarterback play.
You got to coach him up.
Bottom right, exactly. And
they got the number one quarterback in the nation coming
in next year, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, doesn't it feel like that if James
– was Hackenberg, too, so.
Oh, my God. Doesn't it feel like that if James Franklin, they would have kept winning games, he'd be the coach of USC or something right now, as opposed to getting a 10-year contract extension? I mean, losing these games didn't help him get one of the major jobs.
Yeah, but the idea that those teams were calling, he parlayed that into a 10-year deal. He didn't want to leave. He didn't want to leave.
Well,
I mean, if he wanted to leave, he could have left.
Not if they don't want him anymore.
Who?
I mean, USC's the specific job I'm talking about, because there was rumors before that there was mutual interest or sniffing around both sides. But, you know, like
I don't see why what college wouldn't want James Franklin. Again, he's a hell of a recruiter.
Yeah.
So that is huge in college football. This ain't the draft. So you're not scouting people and then drafting them. You go out and you got to put the shoes to the ground and get out there and get on the recruiting trail and get in these kids' homes. For whatever reason, on Saturdays he's not great, but during recruiting season, he could sell Penn State University.
Yeah. I mean, believe it or not, Ike, this is good for Penn State that he's not going anywhere. He stabilized them. Like, have they been winning a national championship or been in the? No, I haven't. They've been close. They've been close. They need better quarterback play, and they need better coaching on offense.
Yeah, national championship shouldn't be in Penn State's vocabulary.
No,
just like it's not in our vocabulary. Like, you're not winning a national championship.
Oh, don't tell the Nittany Lions fans that.
How close have they come to winning one? 30 years.
Let me check.
The 94 team is the last time they were close.
Yeah, and they.
By the way, they got robbed that year.
If there was a college playoff, then that would have. Yeah. I mean, that was a hell of a team. They had a ton of first round talent on that team.
That team should have been national champions.
Yep.
No, I mean, listen, Penn State, relax. You got James Franklin. I just want to know whether or not you're happy you got him.
Well, that's one question. And how about Ike saying that the national championship jack shouldn't even be in Penn State's vocabulary?
215.
Wow.
592.
No, 215-592.
Sure.
No, we don't need
Flyers
to start
calls or Penn State calls?
Penn State calls.
Wow.
I'm just saying, man.
What about USFL Stars calls?
Sometimes you just want to be the program that is constantly in the top 25. You're playing in major bowls every year. You play in big games. You sell out. The donors, the alumni are happy. But national champions, stop it. I tell my guys that. They don't want to hear it. I'm talking about my Michigan State brother. Like, dude, stop it with the national championship nonsense. You saw what happened when we played in the playoff game. Yeah, 38-0.
And Saturday.
38-0, Alabama. Yeah, exactly. You're not on that level with those
teams.
You're
the next tier down.
Yeah, you're not on that level with those teams. It's the reason why the same teams are in the playoffs every year, the same six teams.
And as Uncle Jamie says on the text line, the transfer portal has changed everything. And Penn State's good with the transfer portal. They're getting some talent in there, so.
Yeah. It's good. Good for them.
Yeah. Well, not really. But it's also fun because then you get to watch them and watch them, you know. And Howard hates them, so that, you know, I can always know I can bring that up and Howard will get mad.
Yeah, I was looking for him in the hallways. He is not popping champagne. He left somehow. What? I don't know where he went, but.
Well, he's walking around the city.
Yeah, but I thought he already came back from that.
He probably did.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sure he's excited.
Back to the phones with Andy in Deptford. Andy, how are you, bud?
Fellas, what's good?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Andy?
Yo, I love Miss Wanda, but I'm like, am I hearing her right? I'm trying to do the math. She said she's trying to conceive. I'm like, man, didn't that clock pass?
Rather than
concede?
She said concede.
I heard concede.
She said concede, man.
Okay. All right. That's all good. Maybe I got to check my hearing. Yo, Ike, big shout out to the Kingsway Dragons, South Jersey Group 5 champs.
Holla at your boys, Andy.
Big shout out to the Dragons, representing South Jersey.
Ike was talking about it earlier. Yep.
I don't care.
Yep. Jack doesn't care at all, but.
Jack, keep giving up them D2 baseball scholarships, whatever you were doing. Keep getting beat by DeCamera or Elliot.
Isn't this little football?
Yeah. Come on. Keep getting beat by DeCamera or Elliot. We all care about that. How about that?
Wow.
Yo, you know, everybody you guys talking about is Hurts the franchise? Is he not the franchise? Whatever, whatever. What about these experts like Chris Sims? What Chris Sims ranked Jalen Hurts when the season started?
36th, I think.
He's a loser.
38. This guy.
Yeah.
41.
He was paying him for
he's
that
41.
Crap?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You got Mike Lombardi, supposed to be a gridiron GM expert. What did that clown say about Doug Peterson? One of the worst hired coaches ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Some clown named Mike Lombardi.
People paying these like Chris Sims. Chris, I guess the reason why Chris Sims was a career backup. Jalen Hurts, 36? Come on, man. I don't know if I'm ready to say all in he's our franchise guy for, what'd you say, the next 5 years?
Well, just like you sold that he's your quarterback going forward. Obviously, like it's most likely he's going to be the quarterback next year, and then from there it can be maybe even the year after that. It's just if you think that he's the guy, I'm not even going to go 10 years, but he's like, is he getting another contract? And 3 years from now, is he the starting quarterback? I really don't know.
I absolutely think he's our guy moving forward because a player whose game he reminds me a lot of, you don't got to go too far out of this division. You look at Dak and the Cowboys situation. How long did it take the Cowboys to anoint that man the franchise quarterback?
Yeah.
How many years did he have to prove to them?
Hell, five.
All of them, yeah.
5 years, didn't he?
A good 5 years. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, they didn't rush to pay the man. He got paid.
Yeah,
so why do we have to rush? Why do we have to anoint him a franchise quarterback, not a franchise quarterback? Why can't we just enjoy the development? Enjoy that they're winning games. Enjoy that he's improving.
Oh,
and enjoy
yeah.
That the coaches
awesome.
Are adjusting.
No, but Andy, like we don't get the luxury of just enjoying everything, whatever. We're asking fans how they feel today about Jalen Hurts. Because
right, look at it like this. Yeah. In your division, you can only go, you got to start in your division, right? In your division right now, franchise quarterback for now, he's the second best quarterback in the division.
Yes.
Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So in our division, he's two teams ahead of all the other opponents in our division that we got to play twice, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but see, Andy, okay. If the other two quarterbacks suck, what does it matter if he's second, right?
We want to be first, but Dak Prescott's a damn good quarterback.
Agreed.
Okay, but you look at the landscape across the NFL. There's a lot of quarterbacks that you wouldn't want over Jalen Hurts. You take Jalen Hurts a lot over. You would want Jalen Hurts over Kirk Cousins?
What's the criteria? Going forward as your quarterback in the next 5 years or for this year?
Yeah, going forward in the next 5 years. All those quarterbacks that came out this year in the draft, you wouldn't want to take Jalen Hurts over all five of them?
No.
Who would you want? Maybe Mac Jones because he's with the greatest coach all time? But,
no, he would be the only one that I would take Jalen Hurts over. Well, I would take him over Trey Lance, too.
Or Zach Wilson? Come on, Ike, he's a bum. Come on.
He looks like a bum with these guys. I don't know. I like the arm talent. I do. I like the arm talent on Zach Wilson. I can't lie.
Yep.
Yeah, I won't switch that up after, what, six, seven games, eight games.
There's not one person that would take Jalen Hurts over Trevor Lawrence. There's not one GM that would take Hurts over
Trevor
Lawrence.
Now, he's playing better than those guys right now.
Sure.
This is where the second-year theory comes in. He's not really a rookie.
What about next year?
What do you mean he's not? All year I was told he was a rookie.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
Basically a rookie.
All right.
But those other guys are in there.
Justin Fields. Fields hasn't looked great, but he's got the skill.
Yeah. Oh no, I like Justin Fields. I like Justin Fields' arm. He has everything Jalen Hurts has. What do you mean? He's the same athlete. They're built the same. He has a stronger arm.
Yeah, better arm.
Just does.
So it was a first round.
Exactly.
Pick.
Yes.
Yeah. Wilson's boom or bust. If he if he gets with a coach that has a clue and they can put some talent around him, yeah,
it matters. It matters. Look at just a month ago, we asked the same question about Jalen Hurts. There was nearly 70% of people that were out on him. Coaching changed, how they use him, and look how he's looked the last month. Mm. Now everybody's in on him. So coaching matters.
Oh, sure.
What you ask the guy to do. In New England, that guy doesn't have the arm talent that those other guys have. He's not the athlete that the other guys had or the guy drafted, but he's having the most success because he's getting the best coaching of the group.
And he came from Saban. He was the most ready to play right away. Bill trusted what Nick said about him.
But he's getting the best coaching. Forget about Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Nick Saban's had other quarterbacks that stink. Right? Like with Josh McDaniel, Bill Belichick, what they're asking him to do. They didn't start the season off saying, let's see if Mac Jones can throw the ball 50 times and lead us to wins. They didn't do that.
No.
They didn't do that. They said, this is what we have. This is going to be the best way to use him. This is going to give us the best chance to win. All we need Mac Jones to do is not lose games for us. And he's gotten better because he was a turnover machine early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten better as the season has gone on. But I only say that to say coaching matters. How you're getting coached, what the coaches are asking you to do, the talent around you. You can ruin a young quarterback, or you can get a young quarterback to play above and beyond what most people expect out of them based on the coaching.
Yeah.
Andy Reid can get certain things out of players at that quarterback position. Other coaches can't. Nick Foles was a prime example.
Mm.
Like, the coaching matters.
Yep.
It does matter. Hey, keep bringing up Wentz. Does the guy not look different this year than he looked last year?
Yep.
Okay. He just does. The coaching matters.
It does. So you don't feel great about Lance at this point, Trey Lance at this point.
I think he was a project all the whole time.
Sure.
So I always felt of the group, he would be the one that would take the longest to sort of get out there. He's a little bit reminds me of Colin Kaepernick.
Yep.
Just the raw athletic ability.
Huge arm.
Not really polished as a passer. He's with the perfect coach out there in that system. We're going to see a drastic change in his play next year. I'm not going to say he's going to be Pat Mahomes, but he can take that type of leap. People forget Pat Mahomes didn't play his first year.
Till that last game, yeah.
Well, was he a rookie? Did he get rookie of the year when he threw 50 touchdowns the next year?
No, he was not a rookie.
No, they gave him the MVP. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So he wasn't a rookie that second year.
Okay. Yeah. He only played in one game his first year.
He did.
And we all kind of saw it that one game, though.
We did.
We were like, oh, wow, that's a little different. And Alex Smith, what do you think he was thinking when he saw the one game against the Broncos?
Yeah, my time is limited here.
Yep.
Well, no, he knew that in practice.
That's what the Chiefs players said. They were,
yes.
Well, imagine being a Chiefs player, seeing what Mahomes is doing, and being like, what the?
Yeah.
How long we got to keep going with this dude?
What are we doing here?
Charlie Checkdown, Alex Smith.
Zach Wilson, right?
Mm-hmm.
He played a decent amount of BYU, but still, like, you go to the Jets, the game was moving so fast around him in those first, what did he play, 4.5 games before he got hurt
They bring his quarterback, like his personal
John
quarterback
Beck, coach
in. Because he was so flustered and he thought he lost.
You had said next year, I want to see what Wilson looks like after he's going to start this week too.
You can't make a determination on somebody in 1 year of playing. I can't.
All right.
Not at the quarterback position. I know we all want to, but guys get better. You put better talent around them. They look different the second year.
That Elijah Moore looks like a pretty good player.
Yeah.
For the Jets. 215-592-9494. Hold the phones. Hold the lines. We'll take your phone calls next. Top 5 at 5 with Jack. What do you think he has in store today, Ike?
He normally is around. He tries to find a theme.
Yeah, he's a theme
something
guy.
Something to do with what we're doing. I don't know what the hell he's Well, no, that might be tomorrow. I was thinking, is it something around Thanksgiving?
That might be tomorrow. Might be
See,
side
that's
dishes.
What I figured. That's what I figured.
There's
yeah.
some anniversaries today from sports that happened.
Yeah, but it's not that.
It's the Doug Flutie Hail Mary, and it's the Odell Beckham catch.
Not either of those.
Okay.
But I think you'll enjoy.
All right. That's coming up next.
I had somebody complain to me yesterday about your top 5 at 5.
Oh, really?
The game
was
ball?
It?
Yeah. Huh?
The game, they complained about the
no,
game
they
ball?
No, they complained about the sandwiches.
Oh,
Well, the second sandwich was better than the first one.
Like, dude, you're in Philadelphia. Everybody has an opinion about food.
Yeah.
So when you give your list of foods, it's like, hold on, that's not my sandwich.
Everyone has a different opinion about everything. Also, there's only 5 spots. So, you know.
And he's not a Philly guy. He's from the country.
Uh-oh.
He's from Westchester.
I'm more of a Philly guy than that fraud Joe Judge.
215-592-9494. All that, your phone calls next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.